Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Is he there, Ethan? I'm confused. I don't see anyone on the phone line there. What am I doing wrong here? As we start the 3 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour. See, I don't even know what hour it is because I'm being told that David Strom is on the line, but I don't see him on the line. So we're going to have to see what happens there. Welcome back. It's hour number three. And David Strom from hotair.com is expected to be our guest here in a couple of minutes. But we have technical difficulties. By the way, I want to thank the listeners. I know that over the course of the last 4 or 5 days or so, and this is well above my pay grade, ladies and gentlemen, but the station, I've been told, has been a little hinky-jinky with the signal cutting out and some other things, audio skipping around. We are aware of that. The engineering team is aware. They were at our transmitter site trying to address some of this stuff. It gets a little tricky, and we have multiple radio stations in this building. We've also had an HVAC crisis for the last month or so. Sue and I have talked about that. Maybe 2 weeks, because you got blowers all around here and some studio doors are open and all this stuff. So it's been a little bit trying for the team because they have to get, if it's too hot with the engineering equipment that we have to run the radio stations, that becomes a bit of a problem. There's a piece, and I think we're getting David Strom on the air, so I want to be careful about this, but there is what I would say is a required reading, really, really interesting piece in the Free Press today, written by Senator John Fetterman. And he goes into like great detail of his, you know, personal situation, not only with the stroke, but with depression. And it's quite incredible. It really is. It's a great reading. I'm going to share some of that. Also, you have, man, if you live here in St. Louis and you happen to be related to Molly McNierney, who is a St. Louisan, and married to Jimmy Kimmel, I feel so sorry for you that she is embarrassing her family here in St. Louis on the national stage. And if you haven't heard about this, I will share it with you in just a little bit because it's really, it's quite stunning. She won't talk to her St. Louis relatives because they're all Nazis, apparently. Look, I have friends like that as well, but they're, I'll wait to play the soundbite because it's ridiculous. David Strom from hotair.com is here. Did you hear the any of that Jimmy Kimmel, his wife is from here, and she goes on a podcast and she talks about how horrible Republicans are and how she can't talk to her family members, David.
Yeah, I've heard it, and it disgusts me, and I am so over Jimmy Kimmel.
I know, right?
The hatred, it is just beyond insane.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and I mentioned the Fetterman piece. Did you read that this morning in the Free Press?
I did.
That was quite something, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I actually just wrote something that's going out tomorrow about how irony follows John Fetterman like a puppy follows his new master. because, you know, there he was. Everybody on the right was saying, look, I mean, the guy is just, he needs to drop out of the race. He's not well. And the left, the progressive left, was just so excited about him. They carry him across the finish line, despite his clearly having trouble at the time. Now, here we are, a couple years later, he's the Republicans' favorite Democrat.
No doubt, not even close.
Yeah, the progressives hate his guts, and John Fetterman himself says, yeah, I think the Republicans were right. I probably shouldn't have stayed in the race. Yeah.
You know, I do feel, and I've expressed this before about Fetterman, I feel a little guilty for judging him in the way that I did, especially reading his story and everything that went with it. I tweeted that out earlier today. You can follow me at Mark Reardon, at Mark Reardon KFTK, and I'm going to get to some of them. I'm read from some of the comments. Long, though, but I think it's certainly worthwhile. All right, let's get to some things of the moment. I love this. I know you wrote about it. I want to get your thoughts about the shutdown, but this was freaking awesome. I got to be careful with my language. With George Stephanopoulos on ABC this week with Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary.
George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you know, you basically called the Republicans terrorists, and you know, you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. Five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now. Let's talk about what's happening right now.
If you want, I've got all your quotes here.
I'm sure you do.
George doesn't want them in there.
Let's talk about the situation right now.
Read your book. So you got one purchase on Amazon this week.
I love that line. But yeah, he's quoted in the book and he's trying to distance himself. And Scott Bessent or someone on his team went and got the quotes and they brought the receipts, didn't they, David?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things that just blows me away is that, you know, so many people, Hegel once said, and this is a little on the blue side, but Hegel once said that, like a dog goes back to his vomit. You know, some people keep on going to the same well, expecting something different. I mean, by now, everybody should know that George Stephanopoulos is a terrible liar, that most people in the mainstream media are liars, and yet they keep going back to them. I mean, Stephanopoulos said those things, and now he just, well, that doesn't matter. That was before.
Right. Well, and then like on a different plane, Hakeem Jeffries is doing the same thing here with the shutdown. He keeps insisting over and over again, as if the more he says it, it's going to make it true. And it's not true, that it's the Democrats that are refusing to reopen the government. Now, it appears as if that is changing here this afternoon. It's going to take a couple of days for this to be settled in the Senate. And then House Speaker Mike Johnson will call the House members back to vote on this. But obviously, it was hilarious, wasn't it, David, to hear the explanations from the Democrats who basically flipped and had to come out and say, yeah, we weren't getting anywhere. It wasn't working. So we had to reopen. We told you that a month ago.
Yes. Well, to me, the funniest thing about this, if you can call it funny, is, you know, for weeks we've been hearing about how, you know, people are starving in the streets because the SNAP money wasn't going out and, you know, people were being hurt. And, you know, Donald Trump is such a jerk for keeping the government closed. And now the government is opening because Democrats, finally some Democrats came over to vote for a clean continuing resolution. And what are they really angry about? The SNAP benefits are going to go out. You know, the government workers are going to get rehired. All the things that they said that they hated, it was all a lie. They actually wanted the pain. They enjoyed the pain. They thought that the pain would become a political benefit to them. And now they're angry that it's going away.
Yeah, they're like on MSNBC, so confused.
I have a lot more questions than answers. I don't know why Senate Democrats are going along with this.
So hard for a date promised in the future, and they're looks like they're settling for something that is 6 weeks down the line. Like,
yeah,
and I don't get it.
I would say it doesn't feel like a gentleman's agreement. It feels like Lucy and the football.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah, I see that.
It's like, oh yeah, yeah, we promised this vote.
Right.
Whoops, you know, the vote's gone.
Now, I don't know who those idiots are, David, on MSNBC, but they clearly are not informed enough to realize that the ACA benefits and the subsidies are completely separate. They must not even know that they were voted on temporarily the first time and then again temporarily, which is why they're expiring. They sounded completely ignorant of everything that this is framed around, and I guess that is to be expected because that's the crap that MSNBC and CNN continues to shovel down people's mouths.
Yeah, well, I mean, none of these people is actually sincere about anything that they say. They weren't sincere 10 years ago when Obamacare passed. Everybody knew that we were going to get to this point where insurance rates were going to skyrocket. It was totally predicted. And the whole reason why they designed the system this way was to crash it so that we would get government-run health care. Now, all of these people are just trying to win the next day when they're on MSNBC. They want political benefit for themselves right here, right now. And they just say whatever the talking point of the day is. You know, one day the SNAP benefits going away was the worst thing ever. The next day, the SNAP benefits coming back on is a cave, and Chuck Schumer should be tossed out and replaced.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen a 180-degree flip so quickly. It's within hours that went from, we've got to get SNAP benefits back because people are going to starve to death. And now they're saying, they're coming back, and that's a cave.
Yeah, it's comical, but oftentimes these things are. One more topic before I let you go. You wrote about this. I think this is hilarious, too, and certainly sad in its own way. You have, and this has been going on here for the entire administration, when you have ICE agents, David, that go in to arrest some of these criminals. So then there's tweets that go out the other day about ICE grabbing someone, a father, by the neck, sending him into a violent seizure while his arms lock up around his toddler. He's having a seizure, and they're trying to rip the baby out of his hands. And then the agents handcuff him before putting him in the ambulance with his child. The mother is detained by agents. It seems like it's a horrible thing. But the truth of the matter was very different than that tweet, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't even remotely close. First of all, the seizure was completely fake. He was examined afterwards, and it's like he was totally fine. It was done for the camera. It's just like, Hollywood in Gaza.
Right, right.
Where they're trotting out dolls and saying, look at the dead child. I mean, it's complete fiction. But in this case, it was doubly so because they didn't just randomly stop this guy. Not only was he, or it might have been the wife, an illegal immigrant, but had stabbed someone twice.
Yeah, her coworker. She had stabbed her coworker.
Her coworker.
Right.
And so again, a violent criminal. And they're portraying this as if, it's the Maryland father thing again. They completely take out all the important context, and it's all designed to make ICE look awful. Yeah. They always leave out the, most important facts in all of these stories.
So she was a criminal alien from Ecuador that was released by the Biden administration in 23. In August of this year, police arrest her for assault and battery because she stabs the coworker twice with a pair of scissors and then throws a trash barrel at her. So during the vehicle stop, her child and husband are in the car. The target threw the child into the arms of the husband while he purported to have a medical episode, though refused medical help and displayed absolutely no signs of medical concern. Concerns just moments later. Completely fake. Again, going after the violent woman who's a criminal who shouldn't be here. That should be an easy story for the legacy media to cover, but it's not because they spread misinformation out there and propaganda, and then everyone buys into the nonsense. You hear J.B. Pritzker and, Brandon Johnson, I'm sure Mom Donnie, saying the same things about innocent people being grabbed by ICE agents and all this stuff, and it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, it's now gotten to the point where you really have to assume that until you look into something, you're just being lied to. If something, you know, fits the narrative that the media wants you to believe, chances are they have sliced and diced the story. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know whether you followed the controversies with the BBC, but the top two people at the BBC have had to resign because they have completely, they literally sliced and diced up a Trump speech to make it sound like he wanted to lead people into the Capitol to commit an insurrection. Let's go violently fight to overthrow the government. And they just completely mangled his speech in order to create this narrative.
Yeah. I've not covered that, but I'm familiar with the story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's a complete meltdown at the BBC because of this, because, there was an internal memo. Basically, the ombudsman went through and outlined all the bias over Israel, the fact that they've had to make two corrections. I think it's two corrections a day on coverage of Hamas. Because they rely on such bad sources, and they've been censoring information on the trans issue. They mangled Trump's speech, and they just buried this report until the Daily Telegraph got a hold of it. And now the BBC's in complete meltdown.
I know. I just pulled up a story about that. That is fascinating. And you know what? I don't have a lot more time left today because I'm going to wrap up the show at 6 and then we're off tomorrow for Veterans Day. But I just wrote myself an email and copied my producer because this is something that deserves attention here in this country. Not unlike what PBS and NPR and what was exposed
it's
over
the
there.
Same
by
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Go figure, right? All right. How many inches of snow in Minneapolis right now?
We got a dusting, but it's going to melt. We're going to get into the 40s again. But the polar vortex is on its way.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's winter. It's depressing. And it's time to move.
Yeah, it's cold down here, too. But we are going to hit the 70s later in the week. David Strom, always great to have you on. You have a great week.
All right, you too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.